And what about font size and type? The earliest movable type pieces consisted of reversed letters cast in relief on the ends of lead alloy stocks. They were handmade and expensive, and the designs were as different as the people who carved their molds. Standardization was not really possible until mass manufacturing and the creation of an accessible word processing system. As for style, we can thank Nicholas Jensen for developing two types of Roman font that led to thousands of others, including the familiar Times Roman. Something had to hold all this together, and until the late 15th century, covers consisted of either wood or sheets of paper pasted together. These would eventually be replaced by rope fiber millboard, originally intended for high-quality bindings in the late 17th century, but later as a less expensive option. And while today's mass-produced cover illustrations are marketing tools, the cover designs of early books were made to order. Even spines have a history. Initially, they were not considered aesthetically important, and the earliest ones were flat rather than rounded. The flat form made the books easier to read by allowing the book to rest easily on a table. But those spines were damaged easily from the stresses of normal use. A rounded form solved that issue, although new problems arose, like having the book close in on itself. But flexibility was more important, especially for the on-the-go reader. As the book evolves and we replace bound texts with flat screens and electronic ink, are these objects and files really books? Does the feel of the cover or the smell of the paper add something crucial to the experience? Or does the magic live only within the words, no matter what their presentation?